Derek Kinnan, head coach and GM of the Rush. Join us. I know, Derek, before we talked to you, you said, you know, Calgary's obviously played a lot better in the second half, so maybe not surprised that they came away victorious.
No, not at all. I thought they were by far the better team for 60 minutes the other night. I thought they played a pretty complete game, and they got a lead there, and they weren't going to give it up. I thought Colorado had some opportunities in their power play to maybe get back in, but they didn't score. And, I thought Calgary played extremely well in all areas, you know, right from their defense, goaltending out, they were good.
So now you know who you're playing, Derek. I guess let's first of all talk about who's playing. Robert Church going to be good to go?
Yep, he'll be good to go. We'll be 100% healthy this weekend for everybody.
Okay, well, that's obviously good news. Now, Calgary has definitely given you more trouble than Colorado all year long, but there's also the redemption factor from last season, Derek. Calgary, to me, looks like a team that has a lot of guys who know how to win in the playoffs, and I don't know if you value that or not, but how does that come into play as a coach when you can set up the game plan and everything you want, but ultimately it's still up to the players to execute it?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I like the matchup with them. I mean, if you look at our season, they played us tough, but you know, three of the four games we held them under 10 goals. So, as good as they are offensively, I think we have answers for them on defense. And if we play our game and take tempo to them, then you know, I like our chances. You know, our team, we've won 30 games the last 2 years, so I think our guys have a pretty good idea how to win. And it just really comes down to, you know, obviously playing hard. That goes without question. But, you know, limiting mistakes, but at the same time, need to play with confidence. And there's no reason we shouldn't be confident with how well we've played the last two seasons. So, you know, the stakes are raised, obviously, you know, in playoffs. And now we just got to rise to that occasion.
This year, the only difference, you guys are still the higher-seeded team like last season, but you'll start at home rather than on the road like last year. Do you feel there's an advantage in that, and if so, what?
I like it. I mean, we're as I said before, we're giving up the potential 10-minute game, so I think you can really build some momentum starting at home. You know, this two-game series is a... You know, it's an odd one because, you know, it's not like, you know, you win a game and you really haven't. I mean, how much have you gained by winning one game? Really, you still got to win a second game, and then if you know, like I said, if you lose that one, then you play 10 minutes. So, I mean, I'm pretty comfortable playing at home this weekend. I really am. I didn't like the idea last year of having the kind of regular season we had and then going into Calgary, our first game of the playoffs, after being off for a week. So I like it. I mean, I'll take our chances with being at home first and then getting into Calgary and hopefully getting it done there as well.
Derek Kinnan, head coach and GM of the Rush, joins us. Derek, your offense this year much more centered or, you know, focal on four guys. Now, Dinsdale's come in and really added something on your right side, but you've still got your four top guys going. Calgary really goes, you know, with two guys, although Dane Doby in limited games still a 35-goal scorer, but they're very much focused more on one side of the floor to the other. Will you consider switching Brett Mitzke to that other side like you did the last time?
Yeah, I think we will. That'll be in the plan for sure. We like him over there. Gives us some size. He gets in the way. He does a pretty good job with Dixon. He's got long arms and he gets on hands and he loves the challenge. So we'll try and do that as much as we can. It's not always, you know, we don't play a true matchup defense per se like a lot of teams do, and we play a team defensive system. So the matchups are kind of always secondary to our team defense, but to get a guy to play on one side of the floor is certainly doable, and we'll try and do that this weekend for sure.
You had mentioned on the Colorado broadcast a few weeks ago that you felt like your defense hasn't played as well as you would like down the stretch, which is saying something because you're first or second in goals against. So what is it about your defense that you want to be better?
I think we need a little bit better shooting lane presence, and I think we need to be a little more, I think, intense at times. We've fallen asleep a little bit at times, and I think it's just a lack of focus. And I believe, though, that it's our group kind of waiting for the big moment. You know, given what happened last year, playoff failure, I sense that they've got better ahead of them. I really do. I really think that they haven't played their best lacrosse yet back on the back end, and I think it's going to happen this weekend. I really sense that they're a special group. They're a strong group. They're big and strong, and they're fast, and they're capable of really shutting anybody down. And they're going to have their best this weekend too, because that's a potent offense, and they've got gifted players, and not only on the right side, but you know, on the left side too, with Dolby and Shatler, and Daryl Veltman's been shooting the ball really well. So we need to try and, you know, limit ball swings and keep the ball on one side of the floor as much as we can, and I think that's what our group is good at.
Derek, Shiliano has taken over the starting goaltending job in Calgary from Poulin. What's the biggest difference between those two?
Frankie, he does a great job taking away the lower part of the net. You know, I think he's really improved in that area, so... He's a big guy. You know, there's not a lot there. So ball movement, ball swings will be crucial. Following the shooting plan will be crucial. And he's played really well for them. And the defense in front of him has been, you know, the latter part of the season, probably from halfway through on, they've been as good as anybody from the statistically in terms of how they've played, they've been really good. So he's had a good group in front of him as well. I think they made some adjustments to their defense tactically that they've had success with, and we need to be at our best as well at that end of the floor to be able to break them down.
Derek Keenan, head coach and GM of the Rush, joins us. Game one goes this Friday night at Rexall when the Rush take on the Calgary Roughnecks, 7:30 start. You're saying the Rush are healthy. The Roughnecks, from what I understand, are fairly healthy as well for your team. So will you be going with you'll be going 7-9 rotation?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what we're going to do. I mean, we like Dinsdale in the lineup. He gives us another threat. A guy that's done a real good job, you know, in front of the net. And we like him in there, so. I think we'll go with that look. That's the look we used the last time we played them at home and we beat them. I thought we played really well that night. So we'll go with that look this weekend and see how that goes going forward.
Well, Derek, best of luck. Are you bringing the team? Everybody comes in Thursday. I know sometimes in the past guys have come in earlier. What's the plan for this weekend?
Yeah, we're going to come in Thursday and practice, you know, get the rust out a little bit, although the guys have worked pretty hard on the off week and they stayed on top of their fitness and they've been out with their stick. So we'll get a good practice in and a final preparation, that shoot around, and be ready to go for Friday.
Well, good luck. Another Battle of Alberta lacrosse style. I know your team will definitely look for some redemption from last year.
You bet.
Well, quickly, before I let you go, handicap the Rochester-Toronto Eastern Final.
Tough call. Like, I like Toronto's speed and athleticism that they've added. On the back, especially. I think they're a better defensive team than they were a year ago. And then you've got the experience of Rochester. I don't know. It's a tough one. It's a coin toss. Probably Rochester, but it could go the other way just as easily, too. Yeah, and again, it's a two-game. You know, it's a two-game where, you know, you split and you know, it's a 10-minute game, so... Tough call, but, you know, the experience, you know, and Rochester's been playing really well lately. I thought they played really well against Buffalo on the weekend, and they kind of had it in hand most of the game. So they're going good, and they got a great goaltender.
And if you're victorious and Rochester wins, then you will start at home. You'll get games 1 and 3 of the league final. And if you win and Toronto wins, then you'll start on the road and get game 2, correct?
Correct, yeah. That's right.
Well, I can see why you're rooting for Rochester. So good luck, Derek. Appreciate your time.
Okay.